Nicole Pucci, and you're listening to Ralph Pucci, the podcast. We're at the start of August and still in the midst of a global pandemic. Last week, Ralph and I had the pleasure of doing another Zoom interview. Today's conversation is a special one. It is the last episode of season one, and it's featuring the team behind the Richard Meier Light Collection, Anna Meier and Hervé Descôtes. In this episode, we learn more about these two fascinating individuals. We hear about how the collection came to be, how they collaborate, and what they're hoping to explore in future collections. I hope that you enjoy today's conversation. Good morning, Anna and Hervé. Thank you so much for being here on today's episode of Ralph Pucci, the podcast.
Morning. Good morning, Nicole, and good morning, Ralph.
Morning, guys. Hi, Anna.
Good morning. Good morning, guys. Thanks for having us.
We're thrilled to have you. This will be our last episode of season one, and season one has been a collaboration between Pucci artists, designers, and we are really thrilled to have you as our closing act before we jump into season two, which will be folks that are not quite so associated with Pucci, and we're really looking forward to ending this season with a bang. So as many of you probably know, we have a beautiful collection, Richard Meier Lighting, that Anna and Hervé have designed, and we have been working with them for about 3 years now. The collection is absolutely stunning, and I'm hoping that you two can talk to us about how this all came to be. How did your collection start? How did you two decide to work together, and where did it go from there?
Well, first, it didn't start at 10:30 in the morning, but it started in a dinner time in the evening, and we were having a great dinner. I had dinner actually with Richard, because I've been collaborating with a lot of architects, and Richard was one of them, which I really, really love the collaboration with, because his way of dealing with lighting, natural lighting, always impressed me when I was young and all along our collaboration. And he said, like, oh, let's have a dinner together, and I'm going to ask my daughter, who is only a designer, to join us. And please, Anna, keep telling the story. It's not only mine.
But yeah, and so, you know, we were just talking, and, you know, Hervé said, you know, oh my gosh, you know, what if we all collaborated on a lighting collection? Lighting is something that I had always wanted to work on. And so I was very excited about the idea. And obviously Richard is kind of the master of light. So it kind of just, you know, we also kind of said, okay, great. Like, you know, let's do something together.
And we had this idea before the second bottle of wine. Okay. So that was good. It was mean like, yeah. It was a good idea. Okay.
So yeah, so it just, you know, kind of went from there, and we started throwing some ideas around, and, you know, then started designing together, and it was really kind of a seamless collaboration, and just had a lot of fun working together, just really inspire each other. So it just kind of took off from there.
We've been exposed the same design, or the same art, or the same architecture that we all admire. So it was only like making sense that at some point we would do something together. I think to me it was extremely natural. It was we had like to exchange a few words, and like how we what do you think, and how you imagine like lighting, and what do you think about object, and where we should start, and together, like, it came so naturally.
What was the time frame from that dinner to the time that you called me up and wanted to show me some of your ideas?
Well, it's what I love about America, okay? It goes fast. Okay?
It goes fast.
It's not only an idea. An idea exists only if you make it happen, okay? In a lot of places, you have a lot of guy ideas, but this remain idea and nothing happened. When we were together at this dinner, I think like 2 weeks later, we were already signing some paperwork, and let's do it. Okay,
that's how it should be. Yeah,
it's the way, you know. You have an idea, and sometimes you make a direction and you go for it.
Yeah. You know, it's funny to say that because when I started my career with Andre Putman, I was making mannequins. And I remember she was developing the Morgan Hotel at the time. Yeah. And she said to me, she loved working with Pucci and the mannequins and the sculpture studio because it's so quick. It's so immediate. It's not like 5 years later, you know, that you're working on a project that it takes, you know, it just happens quickly. And then you move on to the next thing. So it's well said, you know, what you just said.
Yes. Yeah, because, you know, coming, and I understand Andre very well because I did collaborate with her a long time ago on some project. When we do project in France, the tendency is to be slow. When we arrive here, New York City, make it, okay, and make it real and fast.
Yeah. Well, also, let's talk about one thing I like to mention. I remember the opening very, very well because it was a snowstorm. I don't know if you guys remember, but we had to cancel it. The first, I've been in business 46 years, is the only opening I ever had to cancel in my entire career. We canceled it to the next night. But let's talk about that opening because it was certainly fantastic. The next night, we still filled the place.
I think it was a good sign because we launched an overall collection all based on Korean. Korean material is white. So the city got covered with the white cover all over to celebrate the launch of our collection. I think it was the best thing could have happened.
Yeah.
Totally. No, and it was very special for me too, because if you guys remember, I was like 36 weeks pregnant.
I do remember.
At the time. So I was, you know, birthing the new collection and, you know, having, you know, my son a couple weeks later.
Yeah.
So it was, you know, it was a great moment.
Yeah. And, you know, you have another collection coming out soon, and it's probably going to come out during this COVID pandemic period. So it looks like we have a tendency to come up with openings during strange times.
Exactly. We need to be creative, okay?
Absolutely. Don't make it too easy on ourselves. Tell us a little bit about this next collection and specifically how you two collaborated to, again, birth this new group of works.
Our sort of collaborative process is, you know, very dynamic. And sometimes, you know, I come up with an idea, sometimes it's Hervé's idea. And this, for this new collection, was actually Richard originated the idea. And they're large scale works. We're using a lot of color on the piece itself and colored light. And they're kind of a mix between Donald Judd and Dan Flavin. And as you guys know, they're limited edition. They're really kind of sculptural pieces. They're quite large. And yeah, it's been a really fun collection to work on because it's a new direction for us.
But also, it's a new collection, but a old base, okay? Because if you remember, we started from sketches that Richard did like many years ago. Okay, we found that series of sketches, and they never came to life. And they said, like, wow, let's start from. It's a very good starting point. Let's come from that and let's develop and make it better.
And how many pieces is it? Is the collection?
This limited edition is four pieces.
Four pieces. Yeah.
Yeah.
And if everything goes as planned and well, it'll premiere when we open up our new 11th floor factory floor. So it could be pretty fabulous, these beautiful sculptural pieces in a very big white environment.
And this year, no snowstorm, okay? No snowstorm because
no
storm. It's a colorful collection, okay? So it will not be white.
So this collection has definitely taken a different direction than the first collection. Obviously, your work has evolved over time. Hervé, can you tell us a little bit about how your work in lighting has evolved over the years? There have certainly been consistencies, but tell us a little bit about how your personal work has changed.
Well, first, where I come from, it's a place where there's no object of lighting. I start collaboration with architect who always said, I don't want to see any decorative object in my architecture. So I start always working with how can I hide the light? How can we light a space without seeing the source, without seeing like where the light is coming from? And then coming down to that little by little, we try to think like, maybe there is a way that we could also work on something which is more accessible for more people, because not everyone can afford to hire a great architect and say, wow, I want to redo my living room, I want to redo my house, I want to redo my my kitchen. Not everybody can afford that, but if we can bring that principle of hiding the light source, what kind of quality of light we want to make, how we want the light to be, how we want the light to be great for what you do or what you design, maybe we can create an object around that. And I think it was really a very great dialogue that we had extremely early on with Anna, understanding that whatever we design, we have to start from the lighting principle itself. We start from lighting, and then we create an object around in order to say, what do we want the lighting to be? Do we want the lighting to be diffused? Do we want the lighting to be indirect? Do we want to make sure we don't see the light source? We want to create like a shadow? We want to backlight an object? You know, there's a lot of possibility, but we have to start from that. So everything I learned in those years working with very interesting architects, and not only Richard, but I work a lot, a great collaboration with Frank Gehry, with Stephen Hall, with Jean Nouvel, all those people are extremely interesting, the way they think about lighting. And I bring my own, you know, it's like when you cook, you know, you cook together, you know, you always have a chef, you have a sous chef, you have, so everybody bring their own ideas into the, on the table. And I think with Anna, it was always great because the dialogue always been present.
Absolutely. And what do you hope that this first collection evokes, Anna, when someone looks at the work? Obviously, so much thought and care has been put into it. What are you hoping that they are feeling or sensing when they're looking at the first collection?
Yeah, that's a great question. So I think with the first collection, a lot of the pieces are open to interpretation because of the simple geometric shapes like the circle and the square. You know, that evokes many different things for different people. When someone looks at the circle, you know, they think of the moon or the sun or a sunset, these reflections of nature and the, you know, natural cycles of the sun and the moon is, you know, something that we wanted to evoke with the circle. And just these kind of, you know, kind of basic, simple, but really evocative shapes that, you know, exist in the world around us. And one of our goals is really to kind of refine as much as possible and to pare things down to kind of simplest form, not only in the design, but, you know, in how we incorporate the lighting and creating a really kind of seamless product.
And talk to us, both of you, a little bit about the materials that you selected. So the work in the first collection is made of Corian. Why did you make that decision to use that specific material?
Corian is a material that Richard has been using for many years because of its durability, how kind of indestructible it is, and how flexible it is as a material in the manufacturing process. And it's also, when you're using white a lot, it's important to have something that's easy to clean. And so Corian seemed like a natural material for our first collection of our experience using it in the past.
Absolutely.
And just, it just has also a really nice feel and kind of quality to it that we really like.
Yeah, it really has a beautiful quality to it.
It's beautiful, and knowing that how much work is behind making those shape and making the light, it's unbelievable. Because we did select the materiality based on what Anna said, but we didn't realize how challenging this material would be with lighting. Like translucency, we had to really make sure there was no light leaks. We could integrate the lighting perfectly. It would be seamless with a different diffuser. And it was a great, great challenge to finding the place to hide all the driver for the LED, like making sure it's possible. So it rise a lot, but we were convinced that it was the right material to use for that purpose. And we made it, and we made it very well.
Yeah, I think artistically, it's definitely the right choice. It's fabulous. Also, we obviously showed it in white in all three showrooms, all three galleries. But we've talked about doing them in other colors. What else would do? Have we done it in black? I know Richard had just done the black building, the first black building, I think. Experimented with blacker colors.
We have one in a black and bronze. That's really beautiful. It has a different feel, and the light reflects on the bronze differently than, you know, the white Corian, but it's very beautiful.
And also the palette of color for Corian is great. I think you really have an enormous choice of color if you want to with Corian.
Tell us a little bit about what inspires both of you. Obviously, you're incredibly passionate about lighting, but other than that, what gets you up in the morning?
Well, good ideas. Okay, good ideas and the wish to make them true. Okay, you have a good idea. Say, I need to do it today, and if I stay in my bed, I don't think it's gonna happen. Okay, so I think it's the first thing. Personally, I love to be active. I love meeting people. I love to be surrounded with my team, my friends, my family. I think they're all part of life. And it's been extremely frustrated lately because of the distancing, and it's rising some different type of challenges. But nevertheless, you know, even on Zoom, it's better than nothing.
Is there a specific place, Hervé, where you feel most inspired?
I think the places are endless. Essentially, it's a stupid answer, but you know, it can be in a most unexpected situation. It can be in my shower. It can be during my dream. I have a lot of great dreams. I have issue with sleeping, because when I have a dream, I don't want to forget about it. So I have to write it right away. So I have to wake up ready, because when you are within between, it's where your ideas are coming from. You know, when you are in this space where the brain is a little bit relaxed, but not totally relaxed, where you are active, but not totally. So you want to capture that moment where you say, like, wow, it's something I didn't think about. But then if you fall back asleep, you don't remember it, and that's lost forever. So I need to turn the light on, write what I'm thinking about, and then, oh gosh, I have to go back to sleep, and it's awful. But it can be this, but it's anytime. You drive a car, you're meeting with people. I think, anyway, to me, a great, great, great project, especially in our domain, is about relationship. It's dialogue. It's, you know, I have always be close to architect, artist, writer. And it's great because they inspire. Each word can be inspiring, okay, if you take it right. You know, they, to me, when I have a great friend, he writes book, he described to me a story. I can see the light into the story, okay? It's really, I can see things. So it's there. It's there where you want the inspiration to be. Understand, like, it's always in front of you if you want to see it. You know, the poetry is everywhere. If you want to see it, it exists. It's there.
Hervé, you said you get these ideas when you're sleeping. I once read that Keith Richards woke up from his dream and got the Introduction to Satisfaction that way. Had to wake up and write it down.
Exactly. It's exactly what I feel. You know. It's
yeah.
Yes. Welcome.
For the audience that's listening who does not know Hervé, Hervé has tremendous amount of energy. I like to say he's a cross between the rock band of the New York Dolls and James Brown. He's got lots and lots of energy and a lot of power.
Thanks. Thank you. Thank you, Matt. Yes. No, it's, but yeah, it's what you are inspired, okay?
But, and for me, like, Hervé inspires me because of his energy and his ideas. Like, together, we kind of play off of each other and our ideas inspire each other. So I think...
Yeah, which is good, okay? Because yeah. I often go way too far, okay? So Anna is like, you say, well, let's wait a minute here, okay? What are we really doing, okay? Let's wait a minute, okay? That's good. It's a good balance.
It's a great balance. Anna's like pure elegance and intelligence. And, you know, obviously you know what you're doing, Hervé, but you're, like I said, your power, your raw power.
So Hervé is raw energy and raw creativity.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
That's good. Yeah. Thank you.
Fantastic. So tell us a little bit about what you are hoping this lighting collection, where do you hope to go next?
Well, I think... The shape always will be evolving, okay? That's for sure. This is the only thing I know. It's going to evolve. It's going to be interesting. It's going to respond also to a need. You know, our need change. And you see today, people are spending a lot more time in their house or in their place where they start to build their own universe, where they can communicate with others, okay? We have this digital connection now, we have video, and you want to create like your own atmosphere that you want to share with somebody. And I think it's very interesting, like, you know, let's go for it. Let's create a light, which also can make you look absolutely beautiful when you are on a Zoom, when you are on the Google meeting. Let's make it. And maybe that light is different, like in the morning, than if you have a meeting in the afternoon or in the evening, you know, doesn't have to be always the same. So I think what I said, like, as we have to follow and we have to be ahead of what the needs are. And I think as designer, we have the responsibility of understanding what is our world about.
Definitely. I also see us in terms of pieces that we're working on now for a later collection that we're going in a little bit more of like a conceptual direction. And some of the pieces that we're working on now don't actually have any lighting incorporated into them, but we're using different kinds of material, different kinds of glass and mirror to play with, you know, reflection.
Yeah, but you play with the lighting. The lighting is not like the artificial lighting is not in the product, but the way you use the materiality is to reflect and play with the light. So it's maybe a more silent way of doing it.
Exactly.
Have you guys thought about doing the lighting, particularly from the first collection, to go outdoors? I seem to be more and more interested in people have been asking us.
Absolutely. I think the outdoor always been a wish in my mind, okay? Because and you see today, if we have a beautiful connection for outdoor, most of our social life will happen outdoor for the next couple years, you know. You know, I feel much more comfortable today to have a dinner outdoor than being inside in a restaurant with somebody. I think so we should be able to recreate the beautiful universe, and lighting is a part of it. When you're outdoor, and definitely taking this under consideration.
Anna, what material would we use if we took that first collection and made it available outdoors? Is there a material comes to mind?
Yeah, we've been talking a lot about using stone and maybe travertine, especially with the Fire Island floor lamps. We think that those would be really great in, you know, a beautiful stone.
And also, Corian can work very well outside. I think Richard did a facade out of corium.
So our lighting could go outside that corium?
Yeah. We have to make the light source and all the waterproofing around that, but which take a lot more space. So we will have to reset the configuration, but it could definitely work.
I see. Yeah, it's something we should consider.
So thinking about these creative challenges, such as putting things outdoors, what are some of the major lessons you two have learned in making this collection?
I think for me, one of the major lessons is to, you know, trust your gut and your intuition. And if does something, you know, doesn't feel right, then it's not right. And you don't always kind of understand in the moment, but kind of later you're like, oh, okay, you know, that's why, you know, that was supposed to happen. So I think, yeah, you know, really like is can never lead you astray.
Exactly.
And tell us about what advice you would give to someone trying to enter this field. It's not easy, but a young, passionate person, what would you tell them to do? We do have a lot of young listeners on this podcast, and that's a question we consistently ask our artists and designers.
Well, I think there is only one thing, okay? Dream big. That's it.
Yeah.
Dream big. Big idea, big ideas. There's nothing bigger. There's nothing too big. There's nothing too big.
You know, don't listen, you know, to the naysayers and people who tell you that you can't do something. If you have vision and passion, you know, you should pursue that. You know, don't let other people's ideas or judgments stop you. Like, I always like to tell this story about when my dad was in architecture school and his instructor told him he would never be an architect and, you know, he should drop out and find another career. And, you know.
did your father ever see that a teacher?
No.
He probably made himself deliberately scarce to not ever been.
No, but it's so true.
Don't
you
let
know.
Other people tell you what to do. Yeah.
Exactly.
Amy, how did you start your career? How did it all happen for you?
I start because I learn art history and for my parents it was not a real job, so they asked me to proceed school and go to an engineer school, which I didn't fit very well. I didn't complete my cycle because I didn't have the gut for it. But I learned enough to understand the basic of the physics of how we could work with light. And by coincidence, I was looking for work and someone there said, well, you know, I was in California at the time. And some say, well, you know, I have a friend, he's doing lighting design. I never heard of this before. And I went and meet that person. And actually this person was doing a lot of landscape and residential project. And I feel right. I feel totally right. I feel as right than when I was living in Paris for 5 years. And then one day I went to visit New York and I felt right when I arrived in New York. I never felt totally right when I was in Paris because there was a lot of restriction in my life. I arrived in New York and right away I felt, wow, that's my city. It's where I want to be. It's where I want to proceed. And I met, really like Stephen Hall, who just won a competition for the contemporary art of Helsinki. And because my background, I did work some with the manufacturer, sharing some work on the a lot of museum in France. He was very inspired, interested by my experience, even if I was extremely young. But Stephen was very interested in the fact that I could light the place without seeing the source. So that was right at the beginning, you know, hiding and you know, I think something that we have, it's curiosity. When you're curious, you go and you discover yourself. You know, I get a lot of books. I read a lot of books. I did a lot of research. I was a fan of architecture. I really love architecture. I really love this. So I did my own research, homework, and tried to understand where the who was the right architect who really triggered on me interesting animal. And it was very good because when I moved first to New York, I was in my 30s, and I tried to have a meeting with Richard Meyer, and of course I was like I met with the assistant of the assistant of the assistant of Richard Meyer, and I would not have been able to talk to the man, but. And it was a lot. It was a case with a lot of people, but nevertheless, New York, you can make it. You did. You prove yourself, and by doing and listening also, you know, listen a lot of what is inspiring. I got very inspired by movie, like film director. You know all the Jean Cocteau as a movie director, like the way. He orchestrated the lights on the stage was very interesting. So you come from something extremely dramatic, guided by movie, and then you balance totally into the architecture where drama can kill the architecture because it's over dramatic. So you kill the architecture. So finding this right way of balancing how you what you learn and you listen. I think listening to people. It's why. I think we have a great dialogue when we work with Anna because we are complementary to each other. I bring some ideas, she tune it, you know, she make it work also, you know, it's both ways.
Well, any final words before we close off for today?
Well, to me, I think it's been an amazing encounter to work with Ralph Pucci and now with the overall family Pucci, okay? That is really, it's a clan. So we are a part of the clan. And it's great, okay? You've done, you've been always extremely supportive to our work and you feature the work extremely well. And I think, thank you very much for
well, thank you. Thank you.
Believing in us.
Well, I've known Anna since she got out of college, I think. So it's sort of a thrill for me to see how you guys have grown and where it's going.
Well, we absolutely love working with you guys, all of you, the whole family. And it's really fabulous to work with a team, you know, of like-minded people and who share the same vision. So we absolutely love this partnership and are so happy to be with you guys.
We are too, and we're hoping for many more years of successful collaboration. So we are really looking forward to sharing the next Richard Meyer lighting collection with everyone when it releases, hopefully in the fall, barring any additional shutdowns due to COVID. Thank you both so much.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to today's episode of Ralph Pucci, the podcast. To learn more about Anna, Hervé, and the Richard Meyer Light Collection, check out our website, www.ralphpucci.com, or their website, richardmeyerlight.com. You can also check out our Instagram, Ralph Pucci Int, or theirs, Richard Meyer Light. We look forward to welcoming you back for season 2 before too long. Thanks and be well.